Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing great, my elf. How are you?
You know, I'm good. Just want to welcome everybody to another episode of Podcasting at Home. It's like doing everything at home. So why
just
not podcast?
Like, it's happening.
So today's episode, I'm a little grrr about it. And my grrr is really just about...
Is that a confession? 30 seconds in?
It's always... It's shit. Seriously, everybody's getting a good one today. Because we're calling this Guy Building Next Door. This is not nearly as fun and as interesting as Guy on the Plane. It's interesting. This is not as fun. How about that? This episode... I think is important to share with people. It's very personal to me.
And I think it's one that people are going to really relate to.
And that's why we're going to share it today.
Exactly.
I think that is why. I think that as I was talking to Suzanne about all this, I'm like, I somehow think that one of my purposes in this life is to share my stories and with all the lessons surrounding them so other people can see themselves. It's less about me and it's more about you, so to speak, the general you. So that makes it easier to talk about because I'm assuming that our listeners won't judge too much, but if they do, I can't wait to hear what they say. So with all that said.
Well, and remember, right, we are all in Earth School, right? As we've said many times, I don't get a hall pass. You don't get a hall pass.
Right. No, we don't at all.
We wish, please. How much is that hall pass?
Exactly.
So, house.
So we're showing you guys exactly how incredibly human we are today.
Yes.
And I think we try to do it every day, but we are. It's very human today. And so what's kind of funny about this, and that I don't know if people really understand, that we talk about all of these topics off air. Like, this is our life. We talk about these things.
People say, like, I feel like you guys are just talking. I'm like, that's because we are.
That's because we are.
This is a normal conversation for us.
It is. And what's so incredible about it is because of that, my lessons are there, but they're shorter. They're also pretty intense. This particular lesson, this you know, Guy Building Next Door, it came up from a conversation that you and I were having about the retrogrades.
Right. So when we first went into this shutdown, we took a look at this and said, hey, we got 4 planets and then we got 5 planets coming in retrograde. We're in the middle of eclipse season. When this airs, we will have gone through the 3rd eclipse. Eclipse seasons usually have 2, but it's 2020, people. So that means this one had 3. Right? Why not? And so there's just this extra charge. And then as the social injustice movement came up after the quarantine, the quarantine. And, you know, while we have to take a look at this, and so we were talking about taking a look at ourselves and the biases we hold and the unconscious and the conscious biases. You know, unconscious ones are harder to see. So you need a trusted source, a safe place to explore and say, how do I show up in this way? You know, can you give me that? Can you share your lens with me of how you see it? Because, you know, if it's unconscious, it's like asking the fish how the water is. They can't tell you. They can't discern it. And so, you know, so we were having that conversation about our biases.
Well, we were. And we were having also, I think, layered on top of it. And we recorded the episode about the tarot card.
The tower card.
Tarot
card.
The tower tarot. I tried to blend them. It doesn't work like Brangelina. And we were also talking about the tower card. And, you know, with the tower card, it's about the structure coming down and then you have to rebuild. And so in this retrograde conversation, in the shadow of the tower coming down and with, you know, wanting to be rebuilders. Right. And so in order to rebuild the tower in the way that it can sustain and invite everyone, you know, I took a hard look at myself. I took a really hard look and it wasn't really pleasant. So I'm going to tell everybody. And so I said out loud to you as we were talking about this, I'm like, Bryn, I think I have a real problem. And I think you might have said which one. I'm not positive, but you maybe said that. So I think you were kind of waiting. There's an order of things you're waiting for me to see.
Well, and again, part of it was because you came with such sincerity and such, you know, like, this is heavy on my heart. And I just wanted to offer some levity.
Okay, so what I said was that I was sexist. Well, first I said I was reverse sexist, and then you said there's no such thing. I go, ah, oh, damn it. Okay, fine. So we landed on I'm sexist, and my sexism
gets expressed in a very specific way.
Well, it is, and I came about it in a very honest way too, I think. And yeah, because my sexism and why it came up and why I felt so compelled is that, you know, I've had a lot of issues in my life with straight white men. I've also had amazing relationships with straight white men. And I'm going to specify straight and white because that is what has... So my sexism is to a narrow-ish group. We're excluding others from it. But it's, you know, it's based on experience. It's based on the time that I was... From the time I was 5 years old until I think, a week ago. Bad experiences keep happening to me. You know, and it's not black men. It's not Hispanic men. In fact, I've had incredible experiences and relationships. And not that I see everything in color, but as we were kind of sifting through this, this is kind of where it landed. And part of that history was, and I say it in my book, or let's say a good part of this in my book, is, you know, being abused by a stepfather when I was 5, to attempted rape when I was just out of school, thrown up against a wall. That was real fun. I say that sarcastically. And then, you know, a host of other oppressive behaviors that have happened through my life. So I hold on to this in a way where it's like, all right, if you're a straight white guy, you kind of have to prove to me that you're a good dude. Otherwise, I'm going to assume you're not. And I don't need to be doing that. So that's what I wanted to work on.
I think of it as a superpower move to be really honest, especially with this cosmic support we have right now. Retrogrades, people are always like, oh, it's retrograde. Everything's going to go bad. That's not necessarily true. I mean, yes, things can get a little wonky, but it's really about taking the time to review, slowing things down, to process. And as you said, you know, sift through what's working. Don't just go through life out of habit. It's a it's an opportunity to recalibrate. And so when you showed up and you said, this is what I came to, that's a superpower move because you're claiming this is the course I'm going to sign up for in Earth School. Right. It's now you're in control of it instead of it controlling you.
And pretty much the minute that the words left my lips, the lessons came in.
And that's so how the magic of the universe works.
So note to everyone. Yes, say it out loud. Here it comes. And I just have
now,
to say,
we're going
to
talk about that when we come back.
Oh, here you are. You and your damn breaks. All right. Break.
This is 911. Can I help you? 911. I think my brother-in-law's dead.
It was an unimaginable crime.
There's blood all over the house.
It was the second biggest mass murder in 2016 behind the Pulse nightclub shooting.
8 people dead, all from the same family.
It would become the largest criminal investigation in Ohio's history.
Pike County sheriffs requested state help immediately after they got word.
In the early morning of April 22nd, 2016, 8 members of the Roden family were brutally murdered, shot to death execution style in their homes. 8 victims, 24 gunshot wounds, 3 children left alive at the scenes. This is the Piketon Massacre. Listen to the Piketon Massacre on Wednesday, July 29th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Leah Remini, and I am joined by Mike Rinder, and we are so excited to continue this journey with a new podcast called Scientology Fair Game. Mike, thank you for continuing this journey with me, and thank you for continuing to fight.
Of course, Leah, and the same to you. I couldn't be happier to be back together in the saddle again, taking on the subject of the abuses of Scientology. And hopefully with this podcast, we can get into things in even greater depth and perhaps more incisively than we were able to do in the limitations of a network TV show. So we got a lot to do here, Leah.
Guess who isn't happy about this podcast, Mike?
Scientology.
Right. So gear up, Scientology. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Listen to Scientology Fair Game on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, everyone. And before we dive into the guy building next door, I just have to say, because I know that some of my very dear friends, my family in this life, are some straight white guys. So this isn't you. So please don't take this, because it's not. It's not a broad swath. And I don't think very few people have issues that are a broad swath, right? We always have exceptions. It's kind of like, I remember when I was coming out, people weren't okay until they knew one or met one. And I was the one they met, and they started to shift their opinion about the whole thing. So we just all, you know, have to have grace about all of this. So I'm asking my straight white guys to have a little grace, because I'm going to talk about you here in a few minutes. So my lesson in this began, like, it was literally instantaneous. So Suzanne and I live in this, like, sweet little neighborhood in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and there's a lot of building, new building that's going on around us. In fact, both sides of us and across the street from us. So there's an awful lot of building. And I was coming home one day from walking Sookie, and I see there are a couple construction trucks and two guys that were talking, and I stopped. And I said to them, I go, when are you guys going to start clearing the trees? Because there's a lot of trees here, which, by the way, is very painful for me. This is a very much of a side note, but Suzanne and I have cried, literally cried about the trees coming down around us. And so I asked when they were going to clear, and they said, oh, probably sometime next week. I said, oh, great. I said, I'm the neighbor. And the guy's like, oh, that's a nice house. I'm like, thanks. He goes, I'm the contractor. I said, oh, fantastic. I said, so if you don't mind, I have a request and a question. And, you know, my request was, could you try to keep the nails out of the street? We've had a lot of issues, so on and so forth. We've had flat tires, blah, blah. And then he comes at me with, well, I can't help if they get in the street. And I'm like, you can, but we're going to move on. And I said, so my request or my question is, we haven't lived here long. Do you know what the city ordinance is on when you can build and when you can't? And I, you know, I think I'm being earnest. We're going to get into the lesson I learned in this in a minute. But I, of course, think I'm earnest. I, of course, think I'm not being shitty. It doesn't mean the words that come out of my mouth aren't shitty, but it doesn't mean my vibes aren't shitty. So what he does at that very moment when I asked that question, because he didn't wait for me to finish it with, I work from home and I record a podcast from home and I would like to plan around the, you know, this city ordinance. He turns his back to me.
Did he, like, just stand there and turn around? Or did he, like, turn to talk to someone or turn to walk away? What did he?
He, what he does first that even turned, look like? Right? I mean, A, who does that?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, he does.
You know, I mean, and as I think more about it, who does that is somebody who, you know, there's a level of immaturity that's there because you can't handle a conversation. There's stunted growth and those things. And I get that because we all have stunted growth in something or blind spots, whatever they may be. But he turned around. First, he's turned around. And then he kind of acted like to move over, that like he was going to go do something else. And I said, oh, I guess we're done talking now. And so I turned around and Sookie and I went home, all of, you know, 50 yards. So it's like I couldn't stomp that far.
We hightailed it out of there.
We hightailed it 50 feet, 50 yards, and I stomped the whole way. So that happened on a Friday. And you can't even possibly imagine what my Saturday was like. My Saturday was a day filled with angst, anger, thoughts of retaliation. I ended up writing a letter to the POA, and I didn't send it. It was really shitty.
What is the POA?
A POA, I don't know what it stands for. They're the neighborhood people. I don't know. We pay fees. I don't know.
They don't know how to spell.
Yeah, I've never lived in a neighborhood where you had whatever is called a POA.
Like a it's governance like an HOA. Board or something.
It's yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
I seriously don't know what it is.
But, and again, so, you know, we've talked about this. You are a very serious, a very sensitive elf, right? So when someone, you know, you have a way of moving through the world that is charming and disarming and, you know, you.
And vicious, because I have that too.
Well, you have a very strong protector side that kicks in. And, you know, in this case, you're feeling like things are unjust for the whole neighborhood, right? You've had neighbors with blown out tires. You've, you know, things like, you know, you're like, this is not right. And it must be reset. Like this
right.
is, this kicks in. So now you're going to burn on your plan.
Right. And that's part of, yes, you're right about the injustice because, you know, our neighbors, they have a dog and they have three kids and, you know, they're not allowed to have gates or fences in the front yard, blah, 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 blah. And so, Yeah, it is very much protective of me. Mm-hmm. And I know that Sookie likes to run out to the top and go play with the neighbor dog. I mean, they're just like, it felt threatening. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And so, so I get all that stuff rolling around in my head and I am angry. And I even that day went out to go walk Sookie. And I have to, this is actually kind of funny, is I'm in the midst of it. There always has to be funny, right? That I'm out walking her on Saturday morning and I listened to that song, What's Up by Four Non Blondes. That's like, you know, I wake in the morning and I step outside, I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on, right? And I said, hey, yeah. Okay, that's the song in case you guys want to look it up. Or if you felt comfortable with the piece you just got. So, and I'm listening to it at 10, at least 10 times. And I'm literally screaming at the top of my lungs where nobody can hear me because I had to just get it out of my body. That's how affected that I was. And I'm sure you're glad to know that I have a theme song for my lessons and when I get angry.
So is that your go-to I'm angry song?
I don't know. Well, I have a Alanis Morissette for that. This okay. was, I do.
You are so not kidding about having these theme songs.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not. 90s pop seems to be where I fall back into when I need a theme song.
I'm much more zen kind of, you know, beta theta brain waves. That's me.
I'm Alanis Morissette and apparently now Four Non Blondes. No, I've actually never gone to this song as a get it out of my system, but it felt like I needed this. So, you know, mental note to everybody, you can start working your way through this by having a theme song.
No, I just don't worry about that because I think most people do have like a whole playlist for like this will get me pumped up to do something. This will help me wind down. Like, you know, I think that's pretty common. But just, you know, a reminder to people that that hits the emotional field. So it's super helpful. It's super helpful. Like that's how it gets processed energetically in the heart field. So
I'll connect that for everybody.
Well done. Yeah,
so when
well
you
done.
Have a song that is, you know, what's going on? And it's like, you know, I dream of a revolution. Like this is the lyrics for the song. So here's the great news about it. It was screaming at me the question, what's going on? And forced me to look
to
at it
look.
And say, what's going on?
Take a look.
That is the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
The beauty. So when I have other angst, I seriously go to Alanis Morissette. She's the poet of my lifetime. And I work through a lot of things, me and Alanis. I used to like throw pottery to Alanis.
Oh,
so
that's right. That's
we
right.
have quite a relationship. You have a few Alanis pieces yourself. I think you have a Neil Diamond piece too. So, sorry, everybody. We don't script everything. Just for the record. So you guys just
we like
get
if
us.
We have bullet points.
Yeah. So you guys just get us in this whole thing. So anyway, so I go back to what's going on. So I come home, and that's when I write the letter to the POA. And I'm angry. I'm getting stuff out. I also researched because I do that. I have to get cut. Like I was in a really uncomfortable place, a place that I haven't felt. It was a different place for me because it was a stranger. And I think that's part of what it was for me. And so I started looking up, what does it mean when somebody turns their back to you? Well, duh, it's anger. And then I start looking at anger and start reading about these things. And there was a study from American University that talks about how that's a sexist move. And P.S., when it's called sociopolitical views, that also relates to racism. So I started getting even more fired up, right? It's like now
well,
I'm
it's such a power move. Yeah, it's such a power move, right? It's very dismissive.
It is talk about, you know, body language. We communicate roughly about 65% with just body language.
Right.
And that is the fuck you move is exactly what that is. It just is. There's no better words for it.
But I'd also say it's a move of, even though it's a power move, it's usually done by someone who doesn't have any personal power.
Correct.
They may have status in the society, in the system, whatever you're in, whether it's family system or a work system or a community system, but they don't have any personal power, right? So they're probably shaking inside. And that, you know, human insecurity that says, I can't be vulnerable or I'll die, like that's literally what it says when you don't have any awareness. And so, you know, that's why I'd say it is an FU move, but they're not standing on solid ground.
Correct. Because yeah. No FU move is on solid ground.
That is correct.
Right? I mean, it's
it's all for show.
Right. My FU moves have not been on solid ground in my past.
But I would also say, you know, someone who shows up with that authenticity you did. So even if you were like annoyed by them, especially that response, well, I can't help where the nails go. I mean, never mind, I bring the nails, you know, like,
come on.
But again, you're looking at a higher level. And so you show up with strong, confident energy. And that, you know, like, you don't take crap, and people know that it vibes off of you. So if I don't have any personal power, that's going to trigger him.
So I started to unpack that and understand the dynamics of what happened. And then I started looking at, what did I own in this? You know, one reality that I own in this is that I probably energetically came into him a bit threatening and a bit hot. And my energy did that. So I was confrontational in a subconscious kind of way, because I didn't go to him thinking, I'm gonna go mess with this guy, screw him. It wasn't that. I was really wanting to have a conversation.
Well, but you were probably also like, oh, finally, there's somebody here that can be accountable for all the crap that's going on here.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah. And I thought that would be useful. But here's
and that is probably what he felt.
Probably so. Do you want to break again?
Because I know how you are. I think we need to
break. Okay. I will. It's weird for me to say
that. Thank you for being psychic.
But yes, but we're going to break, because then we're really going to dig into what I learned. So
okay, here we go. Hang with us.
Hang with us, folks.
Welcome back. And we are heading into my elf's big lesson of awareness, of claiming her lesson and claiming her power.
That's absolutely right. And so the lesson that I learned from this was, there's lots of layers of it, and because there always is, right? It's never just one thing. And I think that the first thing that came to my mind as I was sorting through this, and as I spent a lot of time meditating with it too, because it was big. This was weirdly a big thing for me. So the first thing was, Julie, you don't have to pick every battle. You just don't have to pick them all, especially when there are other channels to go through. Right. So because we have this governing body of a neighborhood called a POA, that's actually my channel. That's where I should have gone with this, not to the guy doing the work. And that's just that's a battle picker. And I've been a battle picker. That's part of that kind of energy, that warrior thing I have. Right. A bit of that, especially don't mess with the oppressed, the vulnerable, you know, all of those folks, because I literally want to physically kick your ass. So that's an issue, right? Clearly. So I learned, like, one of the things is like, Julie, don't pick every battle. You don't need to pick every battle. That isn't necessary. You don't. And I probably went into him with some prejudging because of I'm going to say, obviously he was straight. Because he wasn't nearly as handsome as all my gay friends. So I was going to say he was straight. He fit the mold. And I think I probably went in hot for that. And that's my problem. Was it a problem how he responded? You bet. But boy, me coming in like that, I own that. That was my problem.
And that's what bias does.
Yes, it does.
Right, where we are triggered before anything ever happens. Right. And that's what escalates things so quickly. So quickly. Again, the universe stepping up and saying, oh, you want this lesson? Fantastic.
Oh, for the love of God. I mean.
Absolutely, right? It was like 48 hours or something.
Yeah, we'll not only give you the lesson, we're going to put it next door.
Exactly.
I mean, and I didn't even have the privilege to be on a plane to have a lesson, right? It was like, no, it's next door. We're going to make you feel threatened. Because part of what happened to me too is that move that he made, being the anger move, is a passive aggressive move. Right. And those are the worst people, are the passive aggressive ones, because you don't know what the hell they're going to do. What's he going to try to do? Is he going to kill my grass or mess with my whatever? I mean, who knows? But that was a concern.
But the beautiful thing about him not being on a plane and being next door, at least for a while, is that you can actually extend yourself to him and say, hey, you know, I told you I had just moved here and I realized I should have done this other thing. So I apologize for intruding on your workspace.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm just saying,
Okay. Yeah. the best version of that I'm going to possibly get is actually look in his direction, nod my head. So that is what I will promise to the universe. Thanks
for the lesson.
That's
a great place to start too. That's a great place to start. So basically, you know, you know, I love tarot. You know, it's my passion place.
It is.
one of them. You know, one of the reasons I love tarot is because it clarifies life's lessons so absolutely right in front of you. You're like, there it is. Right? Like you said, you started the episode with I'm And, you know, this is, you called in the Emperor card, which is the sacred masculine. It's not limited to straight white men, but it is the masculine energy that you're coming into balance with, that you are looking to come into balance with. And, you know, I guarantee if this guy isn't a total jerk, because he's probably going to be there for a couple months if he's building a house.
Probably a year.
Okay. So if he's building three, right? Absolutely. I bet you and Suzanne will end up bringing him food because that's what you do. You guys take food everywhere.
We do. That's interesting. Okay. I'll leave that out there floating.
Okay.
We'll see.
maybe a beer or something. I don't know.
We have extra, so that's fine.
Yeah.
because we're keto, there's none of that allowed in our life.
That's fantastic.
So the interesting thing that happened is that was a Friday. And then on Monday, I'm employed again. I have a new job, everybody. And yay, I think. No, I'm just kidding. I'm super excited.
A job in addition to your podcasting job. Your first priority job.
Exactly. And they all know because they are also listeners to the show. So yay. Hi, everybody of the universe. So that Monday, my position was announced. And we're going to talk more about that because that's a whole other tarot card. that's how we're looking at everything now. It's like, what card is that? But it was announced, it was in the press and so on and so forth. And I will tell you what was so amazing. So here I have, you know, guy building next door, turns his back, I'm twisted inside out. And then Monday rolls around, it's announced, and at least five of these incredible men that I have known and loved for at least 25 years all came forward and said, because my new job is a CEO and it's a role I've never had before, come in and they say, I've built businesses from nothing. I will help you. I don't want any, and they all said, I don't want anything from you because I love you. Because
these are all straight white men.
All straight white men. Yes. And they all came to me and that's that sacred masculine. That's that, I'm going to put my arms around you.
They are all sacred masculine. Some get lost. So it comes in different versions.
All right,
cookie
fine.
Cutters.
Okay, well, these ones came in like that. But
the universe showed you the spectrum and the balance.
Yes, exactly.
And it is your lesson to be able to show up as open-hearted to both.
Yes, exactly.
That's the invitation.
Right.
That's the invitation.
That is exactly right.
Because the guys who built the business are no different than the guy who's building three houses. And guess what? You happen to live in between all his work sites. That's not his problem, right?
Right.
But he's creating. Right. He's having this vision for what he's going to create. That's the sacred masculine.
Right.
Hopefully he'll do a really good job building houses and increase your property value.
thing I'm hanging my hat on.
Right.
Or my ponytail holder.
But you have to treat him, show up treating him in his highest aspect so that when you vibe that, it'll be easier for him to meet you there.
Right.
Instead of, you're the problem in my life, sir. Right?
Right.
And I'm going to treat you like you're just going to continue being a problem. We create through our vibrations, through our feelings.
Exactly.
And, you know, 10 to 15% through our words, but everything else is what we vibe off.
Exactly right. So yes, I was shown the spectrum.
Yeah. Of the beautiful Emperor card.
Oh gosh. It's like, and I felt like when they kept showing up, I'm like, and I knew at that moment, I'm like, oh man, this is so part of my overall lesson. And it really makes me want to cry even talking about it because they were so incredible. They were so like, I'll do anything for you. I'll do anything for you.
You created that. Like you created that just like you created the head of construction, right? You created it all.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
For my lesson.
Yes.
And I got it.
Yeah.
I got the lesson. I mean, so I'm not going to go bake cookies for this guy right
not
now.
Yet.
or ever, because I don't know where I am with that. I mean, I know that I don't feel the way that I did. I got the lesson. Yeah. I don't think I have to go overboard. And I'm not looking for another friend. So we have plenty. But I can be a good human through this. So I get that. I can nod. I can say hello. I cannot be a pain in the ass. I'm not going to send my nasty ass letter to the POA where I called him the help. I'm not going to do any of that kind of stuff. I did.
Oh my God.
I did. I was angry.
That's okay. That's what letters are for.
They are. No, I was angry.
Yep.
I was angry. And that's so not me, but I was angry. Right.
You
and that's also what we do. Right.
You get to process. It's part of being human.
It is. And that's why people say things, you know, when they're angry, that really aren't who they are. That's when people hurl racial slurs or sexist slurs or sexuality slurs. And so I went for the kneecaps in this letter and I called him the help. That is so not me. That is so not who I was angry.
Well, and then you even look at his behavior of turning his back, we don't know anything about him, right? We don't, we know what his role is, but, right, what he's doing, but we don't know anything about him. It could have been that's how he was trained to not lose it.
Could be.
To not go off on someone, to just disengage.
Could be.
Which is actually a brilliant strategy.
Maybe.
He may have to work a little on the delivery of it that says, I'm going to end this conversation now. Thank you so much.
Like, yeah. You know, it's just... Yeah, it's just funny to me because, I mean, I get it. Like, I get it all. And it's when I told Suzanne about it, because she saw me, like, she saw pretty much my head pop off my body. And, and
I hate that when that happens.
Well, because the thing is, I've spent my entire life on a different path than most women, right? Mm-hmm. I was raised by a woman who was a feminist who told me from the beginning of my lifetime, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. And or you can't do something as good as a man, because odds are you can do it as good, if not better. So I was raised with this equality, right? Like I was raised with that. And so I see the world through that. And that's where so much of my frustration. And I've played their games, you know, I've played
but
their
listen,
games.
I want you to, this isn't a judgment between you and my mom, but I want you to hear the difference of the lens.
Yeah.
Because my mom always told, her mantra was, you can do anything you want.
Correct. I understand
but
the difference.
But can you hear the difference?
Oh, no, I'm very well aware of the difference, which is why I think so much of what my bias has been because of that, adding the man part on it, because she was also in like in a rough stage. She'd been through three marriages, right? Like there's all those reasons.
And she
why
was
we
in,
all...
in a predominantly male field.
Yes, she was.
So
she was.
So she was up against it every day.
She was.
So it makes sense why she would say that. And this is also how racism gets perpetuated through the generations, right? Just this, these small little qualifiers about they.
About, are, exactly.
Right.
And why I thought this was so important for people, for me to share this, because am I really proud of it? Not necessarily. It is. It is what it is.
But
I mean, I'm proud in the lesson.
Story.
It's a great story, but I it's say it. I wanted story. To share it because, yes, it is a beautiful story. But when you and I talk about it, but to go publicly with something, it's not, you know, it's not the prettiest thing to say about yourself. But I do it. I'm saying this because of what we're dealing with in the world. Because I think it's important for us to look at ourselves to this level, to this degree. And I mean, we could actually go into more details, but we're going to run out of time.
We are out of time.
We are out of time. But I also have rarely heard women call themselves sexist.
Yeah.
And I think, and I think it's important because we've always been the one who's been oppressed. We have been the ones, you know, that we're the victim-y one between the two genders. And I'm just here to tell everybody, you are capable of being sexist yourself.
Yeah,
and this is my story of that. And how else are we going to heal all of our wounds, this one included, if we don't start looking at ourselves and being honest with who we are and understanding where it comes from and understanding how to work with it and heal it and move on.
And it all starts with awareness.
It all starts with
awareness and being able to explore in a safe place. And hopefully we've given our listeners an opportunity or an invitation to do that process for themselves with great compassion and great hope for how to do and work with this cosmic reset.
And good luck, y'all. And if you need a little help, Four Non-Blondes, What's Up would be my tool for you. That is my recommendation. That is a really good one. And then just listen to the whole Alanis Morissette collection and you'll be good.
And remember, our school is hard.
Without Four Non-Blondes and The Other Side.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
911, can I help you?
It was an unimaginable crime.
We couldn't believe something like that would happen here.
Eight people dead, all from the same family.
This is the Piketon Massacre. Listen to the Piketon Massacre on Wednesday, July 29th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Leah Remini, and I am joined by Mike Rinder, and we are so excited to continue our journey with a new podcast called Scientology Fair Game. Mike, when can people hear it?
The first episode is airing on 21 July, Leah, and then weekly thereafter.
Okay. And for those who are not hoity-toity, that's July 21st. Thank you. Listen to Scientology Fair Game on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to podcasts.